For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tuesday is our new Monday. It's great to have you with us for a brand new week. The real typical phrase when you haven't seen someone for a while, or you're wanting more from them. What have you done for me lately? I'm going to rephrase that and say, what have you done lately, Marty? I feel like it's been a long time since we caught up with one another.
Well, okay, so first off, there's hockey being played this week, Duffer. So let's remember, there's actually a puck that's going to drop at noon on Friday, and it's going to be Pittsburgh and Boston, the first game of the Prospect Challenge. But anyway, Sabres play that night, Friday night 7, Saturday 7, and then Monday at 5. But hockey being played this week. So that's the first. Let's go. It feels like hockey's in the air. What have I done lately? Well, I've
new
been
hoodie?
Going through my, you know, well, this is the greatest thing, right? Because Jacob has moved on with college and that they basically supply all their uniforms and everything at West Point. He didn't bring a lot of clothes with him. Like, obviously, when he's, you know, at the hockey rink, he can wear like sweatpants, whatever. He's left a lot of things behind. So I went through his boxes and look at this hoodie
that he had.
So I'm like, I'm stealing this. He's got a better wardrobe than I have. So I've gotten through like some of his like sweatpants and so that's what I've done lately. And also should let you know that I nearly had a disaster happening last night. And I know we're starting to, you know, people are like, hey, there's hockey this week. Let's talk hockey. We will. St. Louis Blues is a team of the day. We'll talk about some news around the NHL, but I've mentioned that I build this like chicken run for my chickens to go out. It's fortified. They can't get out. But now I'm like, they need a little outside time. So I build a fenced in area in the woods for them to get to. And there's a gate that opens and shut at day, when the sun goes down, when the sun comes up. So the chickens, usually they know when to return or whatnot. So last night, it's about 10 o'clock. I'm like, I'm going to go and make sure that all six are in and everything's good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's the sixth one? I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I look in that run area with the flashlight. I'm missing a chicken. I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I built this thing really good so nothing would happen to them and whatnot. Just as I'm about to leave, I see the leaves kind of like fluttering right on top of my head. Like, what's going on? That one chicken that did not get back in time and the door closed, so it was left outside, was up in a tree about 8 feet up in the air. I don't know how it got there, but it found a way. Like, they still have that innate, like, I need to be safe. So I need to get to higher ground so no, you know, raccoons or whatever are going to get to me. Up about 8 feet in the air in a tree, in a branch, sleeping. So I had to go in there, try to get it out of there, make it go back into its house and put it away and tucked her in. So, yeah, so that was my
success.
Successful. Very.
I got news for you. 8 feet is not going to be enough clearance to escape the raccoon. No.
Well, it was weird because it was a branch that was leaning over that area that's fenced in. So it found a way to get up there and was like just like balancing up on the branch. And so when I came over, she didn't even move. She let me grab her and put her back in. I think she was like, thank God somebody found me before the night's over. But anyway, so that's what I've been up to. I've been up to, going through my son's closet and taking care of my chickens.
Chicken salad edition. First one out of the blocks here this week here on Sabres Live. NHL preseason begins 11 days from now. The Sabres will be first up with that as well as they host Pittsburgh on September the 21st. So we are rapidly approaching.
The real question is, what have you been up to lately? Because, we said goodbye on Friday. You joined in for the second half.
Okay, yeah, hang on. So when we said goodbye on Thursday, I was at the Port Authority in Erie, Pennsylvania. Yes. Beautiful sunny day.
You had an anchor, like thing to put your rope on next to you.
From Friday, I was at the floor of gate 8 at O'Hare for the last half of the show. So yeah, Stephen Wilson Jr. at the Grog Shop in Cleveland on Thursday. That was sixth time seeing him. Might have been the best. I mean, it was old school punk rock type club, really hot, ridiculously sweaty, which made it even better.
Well, that's more your climate. You like the hot climate as opposed to the cold.
It's funny you say that. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think of it that way, but I just think of it as like, this is kind of how venues like this should feel. I zipped over to Chicago, saw him again the next night. So that was number 7 for seeing him. It wasn't, nothing to do with Steven. It wasn't as good as the night before in Cleveland. Part of that was fan related. You know, I'm on this, there were just some fans that made the experience not as good, unfortunately, but caught some live blues in Chicago on Saturday, came back to Cleveland on Sunday. I would say a life-changing show that I watched. The band is American Aquarium. They are Americana, and I couldn't even begin to get into why it was life-changing, but incredibly personal, super talented. So yeah, that was a gem of a show, and the quest for more music continues this week. So it's kind of where I'm at. I'll balance it with hockey at some point. Are you still with us? I feel like I've lost you somewhere along the way.
I'm switching to my hotspot now because I was unstable for a little bit.
I could see that. Well, I'm not going to repeat everything I said because that would be redundant for the audience. So
I heard you. I heard most of it, so that's good.
Okay. So you want, this is only funny to me. Do you know what prep work I put in before the show?
You Googled St. Louis Blues to make sure they're still in NHL.
I put in a pretty solid hour prepping for Utah, thinking that they were the team of the day. So don't ask me why. Because I was looking at it going,
ready for the next one.
I'm like, boy, I feel like we've skipped a lot of teams here, but hey, whatever. Utah's the team of the day. And then I realized it wasn't. Dude, you're going to have to ditch the Spalding Lake Wi-Fi. This is awful. Anyway, if you want to know the full run from the Sabres here, they're going to get on the ice tomorrow with practice in advance of the Prospects Challenge. And of course, this is a huge week organizationally, not only for said players who will take part in the Prospects Challenge, which has 6 teams. And Jeff, we could run through the schedule here. People want to obviously know what's going on this weekend because it all wraps around FanFest. So, you know, Marty's excited about the puck drop, obviously, which happens at noon on Friday, because you got the Bruins and Penguins, followed by the Devils and the Senators at 3:30. And the one thing I've loved about this tournament over the course of almost a decade now is the fan interest from all the other teams. And, you know, whether it's fans traveling in just to get a glimpse of some of their organization, their favorite organization's top players, you know, it adds to the obviously typical electric blue and gold appetite for the prospects, of which we expect all the biggest names, especially among the forward group, for the Sabres this year. So they kick off, the Sabres do, against Columbus on Friday night at 7. On Saturday, 3 more games, including Pittsburgh and Ottawa, Columbus and Boston, and New Jersey Buffalo is the nightcap. But of course, the nightcap at 7 is on the heels of FanFest, which is running basically the entirety of the day, 10 to 6. And within that, you have Hockey Fest as well. And we talked to Ed Grudzinski on the Sabres, you know, youth hockey side last week, just talking about the number of teams. We'll have close to 60, I think, when it's all said and done, that will be taking part in Hockey Fest on Perry Street / RJ Way at Alumni Plaza. So that was a huge success because last year, not only was it a perfect weather day, but I think most people were really surprised at I would say the access, you know, kind of like the proximity that they had to the current group of players, alumni. Obviously, the Sabres main camp is going to start the following week, but throughout the course of, you know, September the 14th, FanFest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, it's a new-ish experience for a lot of Sabres fans, young and old. One of the more popular things that we've seen in recent years is just the photo ops for people, you know, when the banners were lowered from the rafters and then placed in the atrium, and people had an opportunity to, you know, do something they would never anticipate. And it's all kind of just the little things that they keep stacking up here at FanFest that lead it to feel like a very, very, very large event over the course of just one day. And so Hockey Fest will culminate on the 14th as well. And then obviously we have the Monday set of games, which concludes with the Sabres playing at 5 p.m. So we'll get the roster soon enough here from the Sabres and their PR as far as exactly which players are going to be appearing. But I would say this, it's a group of forwards, not unlike what we've seen in recent years at the Prospects Challenge, where it's almost a house divided, Marty. Like, everybody's got their favorites as far as which high-end prospects to focus on, and whether it's Hellenius this year, or whether it's Wahlberg this year, or whether it's returning player. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good cycle to be in as far as an event like this is concerned, and what it pushes, you know, your American Hockey League team, pardon me, about to sneeze on air. It's never good.
That's never good.
But held it in for you.
Well, I'm back. It's good. You can let it out now because I'm back, and I think we've figured it out. It's all the IT and
poop.
Microsoft thing that I'm blaming it on. I had to restart the computer and everything. But you're right. So here's what's interesting, because I had somebody, I think it's Ryan on social media, asking me, hey, what's happening with the preseason? And is this going to be two groups? And when do the Sabres leave? And nothing official on that, but I'm like, I kind of expect the main group to be here for two, maybe three preseason games. And then the main guys are going to go over to Europe. They got to play in Germany on that Friday, and there's more games. But so the guys like Kulik and Roseanne and Wahlberg and Oslin and Elenius and whatnot, not only are they going to get a lot at Prospect Challenge for a lot of them, but are going to get a lot of preseason games as well. So if you're Constant Elenius and you're coming to Prospect Challenge, you look at what Zach Benson did last year and you say, I'm going to set the tone, right, in Prospect Challenge, because then I'm going to get all these NHL games in preseason to hopefully, you know, earn a spot. So I think this, to me, like you just pointed out, is a very, very unique, very interesting group of forwards, because there's a lot of added ice time to be earned and had in preseason this year for all these guys.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How many and or who, if you're feeling very confident and want to list the names already, how many of these young guys do you think actually go with the main group and get the German preseason game and maybe or maybe not? I think as a player, you would always know this, but maybe they feel like that carrot is still in front of them, even if it's a larger group, let's say 30 or 32 people that they take over, you know, to Europe initially before the season starts. Like, how many do you think Kulik, Roseanne, Hellenius, like, is there a chance they're with that main group in Czechia?
There's a chance, yes. There's a chance they're there. The only thing that would get in the way of it for me is the fact that there's only one preseason game in Europe before the regular season starts. So you're going to have your main group play against Red Bull and get ready for those two games. So is it more valuable to say, hey, Kulik, Roseanne, Elianis, stay back, play four preseason games, play three preseason games, whatever, with the Buffalo Sabres.
They're probably going to play five if they stay behind, honestly.
You know, and that way you're going to get all that experience because you're not going to play against Red Bull. The 20 guys that I feel are going to be the 20 to play against the New Jersey Devils most likely plays. But I have two set of experiences in that. Is I remember the 1 year, 98-99, the Sabres had training camp in Austria. And I thought for sure I was going to go. I told the story many times on here. I thought I was going to go. I got a letter in the mail in the summer. I thought I was going to open it and it's going to say, Marty, we're happy to have you come to Austria with us. It was to tell me that I was going to the rookie camp in Kitchener, Ontario.
That's
the letter I got. I was the only player that had played pro the year before that was at the rookie camp in Kitchener.
Did you get a suite at least?
I didn't get a suite, but I did have my car and everybody piled into my Nissan Pathfinder and we all drove around Kitchener and that. But anyway.
And so the team was going to Austria at that point?
The Sabres went to Austria for training camp. Right. They didn't take a lot of guys because they were going to come back to Buffalo to start the regular season. They weren't going to play regular season games in Austria and Europe. They were just going for like 10 days.
Can you name a Buffalo-born professional hockey player who also played in Austria? Buffalo-born, who's celebrating his 47th birthday today, who amidst his incredible run of teams in his 15-year career.
Stepniak.
Nope, Peter Ratchek.
Oh, Peter Ratchek. Okay, because you started an incredible run of teams, and I thought
he played a year of college, then a year of major junior, and over the course of 15 years, including starting in college, he was with 14 different teams in so many countries, and I was like, and on top of it, the reason to bring him up, great dude, former Amherst. We see him at KeyBank all the time. We see him at Amherst alumni events.
Winnipeg Jets scout. Anyway, like Peter Ratchek, awesome. Is at all the alumni events, so he's always great. Anyway, we went to Austria. I didn't go. They took mostly the team, went over there, trained for 10 days, came back, started the season. Mm-hmm. Now, with the Rangers in 2011, 2012, we went to Europe, but because the MSG was being renovated, we played four preseason games in Europe. We played a team in Prague, a team in Switzerland, a team in Bratislava, and a team in Sweden. So because of that, they took 32, 34 people over because
they needed to rotate them.
Huh?
Why do we think that the NHL doesn't do that now? Like, why wouldn't you do three or four and spread the love, the global impact and presence? If you're doing it during, I get it. We've seen teams go over in the middle of the regular season.
Yeah.
It's completely different than team building here and just going for a one-off in the midst of a week leading up to the regular season.
For my my own experience, it was a complete drag to go from. We played four games in 5 days in four different countries with travel and you know, borders and all of it. We were exhausted when we came back. And I think that's the thing. Like, the Sabres are going for a long time. The Sabres are going for almost like 12 to 13 days, maybe, depending on when they leave. That's a long time to be over. Teams don't like being gone that long because it is an adjustment when you come back and it's anyway. So, but when we played four preseason games and two regular season games, we took 32, 33 guys over.
Right.
And there was a lot of guys that didn't, there was always like 8 or 9, 10 players that were not dressing or were doing extra after practice. That was a different scenario. I would anticipate the Sabres to take about 26 to 28 players, maybe, just for injury's sake or little things that could happen. But
I'm going over. I'm gonna say 30.
Okay. Well, usually 23 is the roster size, two extra forward, an extra D. I would think you got to add an extra goalie in that for sure. You got to go with three goalies. So that's 24 right there. Probably a couple more forwards. That's 26. A couple more D. That's 28. That's where I'm at right now. Four forwards, three D, a goalie extra. You got eight more guys. than usual.
But it's one thing to look at it as extras. The important part is to look at it from competition. Who's going to be on the blue line for the Sabres?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys competing for spots 7 and 8, aren't they? So shouldn't they be afforded that opportunity? Like, we don't know if Bryson's the guy or if Gilbert is the guy or whether Ryan Johnson can be the guy. Like, shouldn't they be afforded the equal opportunity to go over there? Again, it's only one game. So how much can you do in the games prior to maybe getting you that one extra game in Europe?
This is the headache, I think, that Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff are running into right now, is what's best for your main group to say, hey, what's best for Tage and Tuck and Dahlin and Power and Byram and Jokiharju and Samuelson to get ready for the season? Those two games against the New Jersey Devils are big games. You get up 2-0, you come home, you got October 10th, the home opener, you play on the 12th, all of a sudden you get on a run. Like, they're big games. What's best for these guys, or what's best for your organization to figure out who's the 7D, who's the 13th, 14th forward? And there's a lot of competition to be had right there. So that's why this is, to me, it's a great experience. I was listening to Brian Burke talk on a radio station. I think it was XM station NHL the other day about, you know, going to Europe. And he said, it's not easy, but he goes, my job as a general manager was to give life experience to my players. And some players are like, why are we going to Europe? Because when you're done playing and you're in 20 years from now, you're going to say, oh, I remember when we took the trip and played against Red Bull in Munich, or we went to Prague and we did this. My job is also to give you those type of opportunities. And I think that Kevin Adams is open to give those fun experience to his team. But you also have to put in the work and know what's the best way to win two regular season games there. And maybe the way to evaluate Bryson, Gilbert, Ryan Johnson, Lucas Rusek, Yuri Kulik, and those guys up front, right, is once they return. Once they return, then you're like, okay, we're going to have you in practice, see how you're looking. Maybe you play a couple games in Rochester, how you're looking. That's how the evaluation is going to get done, because you don't have a ton of time in training camp to evaluate your players, because you're going to have two groups, a group here and a group in Europe, and that's the way it goes.
Real talk, with your newly found stable connection.
Yes, it's good now.
Can any of the fringe players, and I say that fringe with all due respect, I'm just saying players that we don't know for sure are going to be on the Sabres this year. This is not fringe NHLers, it's whether they're going to make the team. Can any young Sabre do enough in the first three preseason games to work his way onto the trip to Europe? Or, in your opinion, is that list already made and they know who's going to Europe right now?
I have the feeling that the list is already made, not because I have talked to Kevin Adams or Lindy Ruff or anything. It's just that there's a lot of planning to be done. And again, when I was with the New York Rangers and we left, it was like, you know, a week before we left, it was like, okay, got to get everybody's, you know, passports. It has to be cleared. Everything has to be done. There's a lot to be done ahead of time. Now, could you obviously add an extra guy, or somebody gets injured and we don't want to see that, and you're like, well, you're going to stay back? That could definitely happen. I would think that 99% of the list is made. And if you have a number that you want to go out with, if you want to go with 28 players to Europe, if you want to go with 30, you've probably, if let's say it's 30, let's say it's your number, Duffer, they're taking 30 players to Europe. I think they know their three goalies right now. It's going to be Luukkonen, Levi, Reimer. They're taking all three over, right? So that's good. I think they probably would know the 17 or 18 forwards that they would take. And I think they also know about the 9 or 10 defensemen. That's your 30 guys right there. I think your list is done. Now, could there be a Konstantelainis, for example, that shines in Prospect Challenge, plays the first preseason game, and it's like, let's bring him along. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you add him on to the list. It's not like somebody gets taken off the trip to add on somebody, but I think that your original list of 28, 29 guys is probably set.
All right. So just like the show started, the chicken was inside the coop and out. Marty was inside and committing to the list being made, but also then being outside and being...
I was unstable.
You were unstable. And so the list is
like when my
fluid.
Computer tells me I'm unstable. That's like...
Not the only thing telling you that.
Exactly. You're telling me that? Really?
All right. Single game tickets are on sale now. You mentioned that the Sabres have the home games on October the 10th and October the 12th. Of course, sandwiched nicely in the middle of that is the Amerks home opener at Blue Cross Arena as well. The Amerks single game tickets are on sale now also. So go to sabres.com/tickets if you're looking to get in on any of the 40 regular season home games as well as the 3 preseason home games. And of course, we do have a team of the day. It's not exactly the one I thought at 11 a.m. this morning, but it is one that will provide us a lot of content and a similar color scheme to the Sabres. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.